This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, they said it, and we will certainly discuss the allegation that Shador Sanders was colluded against. That will make Shime happy when we get to that coming up in just a little bit. Can we open up the Window World of Boston weather window for Curtis with the weekend here? Curtis, if you could poke your head outside, but don't hamster, but if you could, please give us the forecast for today and for the weekend.
People are having breakfast, Greg. It's not. All right. 57 degrees and sunny right now in Boston. Afternoon high 81. Going to be a gorgeous weekend. 81 today, 85 and sunny tomorrow, low 80s and partly cloudy on Sunday. So great weekend.
It was downright November-like yesterday. Like yesterday afternoon. Gross. Maybe it was just a seaport wind or whatever, but it was freezing.
I loved it.
What?
I loved it. I went on a walk.
You're going to get plenty of it in the fall. We don't need it now in August.
Not really. Our fall has so many times been so hot to then very, very cold. This weather is fall.
I want every single moment of summer that I can squeeze out of it before it's gone and it's miserable outside and snowing and raining and all of icing and all that crap. So I would prefer 80s in August. We have plenty of time for it to be 65 or whatever it was yesterday.
I was in the seaport yesterday. It was freezing.
Yeah. It was freezing.
It was not fun.
Okay, so you could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Plenty of time left to leave a Hill note on any topic. Red Sox with a win last night, game one, very pivotal series against the Yankees. And you can leave a voice note on that or on any other topic. And we'll play the best ones back at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. We have leads left. My lead. Terrifying update when it comes to the robot uprising and what is going on in China.
Uh-oh.
So we'll get to that momentarily. We also probably should get to what are we doing with regard to some news from college football today. But before that, Lead from Courtney. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Before I get to my lead, I am a woman for others. And if you take the ferry to get to work this morning, you may need to check and make sure that your ferry is actually going, because there is an advisory out by the MBTA. All trips on the Lynn, Quincy, and Winthrop ferries have been canceled today due to severe weather offshore due to Hurricane Erin. So just check that before you start your commute today.
Call your airline.
The high seas.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So. You're SOL if you take a ferry into the city today.
Yeah, right. And they're trying to add more ferries. So something is up in the ocean right now.
Yes, there is.
But my lead this morning, if you are the Patriots, if you are Elliot Wolf, if you are Robert Kraft, if you are Mike Vrabel, it is time to strike on Micah Parsons. Weird story coming out of the Cowboys yesterday as Jerry Jones is talking to media and saying that he and Micah Parsons sat down, talked about what the deal was going to be to get him signed, to get him back out there on the field. He then wrote it up, sent it to Micah Parsons' agent, who responded with, shove this up your,
keister.
You know what.
Your keister.
Yes.
Did he say keister?
He didn't.
I like keister.
He's used a different word.
Keister, great word.
But this is very weird to me. If Jerry Jones is being honest, and I guess you can decide whether or not Jerry Jones is an honest man, and he and Micah talked about what the number was going to be, he wrote it up, sent it to the agent, and the agent said, screw you, if Micah Parsons was on board with whatever that number was going to be. I think the relationship is over. I think this is the time, if you are the New England Patriots, to strike if you want Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't seem to be that interested in doing...
Winning?
I wouldn't call it winning, but in...
Well, I mean, you have to pay to win, most cases.
I mean, they don't seem to be willing to... They're just not talking about any of these guys that are available.
Elliot Wolf said, we'll trade a first-round pick.
Right.
Yeah,
it's just
money. Micah Parsons is a generational talent.
But they're saying, if you believe Jerry Jones, and I understand that some people are like, he's a liar, he's saying that he was going to make him the highest paid non-quarterback this deal.
Well, yeah, but I bet the contract was probably different looking than what Micah Parsons and his agent expected. Like, it's probably a pretty lucrative deal, but in classic Jerry Jones fashion, it's probably a 5-year contract where it's really only 3 years, and Micah Parsons wants it fully guaranteed, is my assumption.
Yeah, I just, to me, Wiggy always says this, and he's right. Like, if your first two picks amount to half of what Micah Parsons becomes, or what about Micah Parsons is, then you'd have the steal of the draft.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
why wouldn't you trade a first-round pick, pay him at the top of the market, you have nothing but cash, front-load the crap out of it, so you mitigate the risk because you have all the cap space this year, if you still believe in that.
I mean, and do it, I assume you want him to do it knowing full well that they're going to be able to re-sign him, like talk to him about it. And because if you're going to part with a first-round pick plus...
I mean,
it's not good if you're not able to re-sign the guy afterwards.
I mean, as our homeowner in the room would know, you can make it contingent upon a deal. Here's what we'll send Dallas, a first-round pick and a second-round, whatever the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get a window, 72 hours, whatever, to negotiate with Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And then, boom, here he is.
Would you do, like, a 1-2 and Keon White if that was the Cowboys' ask?
I would all day long.
Yeah.
I would as well.
All day long.
I would do a 1-2.
Generational player.
I would give up 2 1s and Keon White.
Yeah. I would give up 2 1s and Splitsville at Howl at the Moon.
Wow.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, hold on a second.
It's valuable.
Yeah, you're trying to take money out of one of our pockets here.
I'm kidding.
Hold on a second on that.
I just wanted to make sure Zoe was up.
I'm going to roll in there later on today, probably about 5 p.m., grab myself a pizza.
I enjoyed the nachos there, by the way.
Yeah.
The night that we went to the preseason game,
very
with
Courtney's
purse got checked 6 times.
Yes. I believe, if I remember correctly, I treated everybody.
You sure did.
Yes, you did. It was delicious. Yes.
When you have ownership in the place, it's...
Well, that's still coming out of my pocket.
Hell yeah.
It was also interesting, the second you started buying, salespeople arrived like bugs to a flame.
This is Walter from Boston. Hello, Walter.
Hey, good morning, guys. The reason it's a joke is because all the meetings that Jerry had with Micah was just with Micah. He wouldn't let the agent in. If you listen to NFL Network and all of them, he was trying to make a slide deal. And Micah kept saying, I need my agent. Then last minute, Jerry throws something to his agent. So his agent was like, F you. It's like, but Curtis is right. And this is what kills me with Tommy Curran and them. They wouldn't give up 2 for Micah Parsons. Your next first 2-round picks are not going to be what that guy's going to give you in the next, 7 to 8 years, maybe 10 years. It's like you give up two and anybody else. It's like that's the it's what kills me. I love the Patriots. I'm 60, almost 3 years old. I want to get back to winning. This is crazy, the stuff, these little nitpicking stuff they do.
No, Wiggy I don't say this a lot, but Wiggy was spot on yesterday when he said that the only way really when it comes to landing a superstar in the NFL now, the only way is trade. Like teams don't allow guys to get to free agency.
Right. And right? It's the greatest sign of how the cap doesn't exist, because if a team has a great player, they are able to retain him. And when it look at the second round pick. So you wouldn't trade Jalen Polk and Tyquan Thornton for Micah Parsons? Those are 2 second round picks. You know, Keon White, who was playing last night, and according to reports, was barely noticeable against the Giants' third stringers, was a second round pick. Like, it is so stupid the way people become so obsessed with draft picks. Who cares about draft picks?
And even if the Patriots are super obsessed with draft picks, then why aren't you in on Trey Hendrickson, who's going to cost less than half of what it's going to cost for Micah Parsons, but is also still a 4 out of 5 double-digit sack guy? Like, it makes no sense to me that they are not heavily in on either of them.
But even as a fan, like, I never had the inclination to worry about the long-term stability of an organization. I want them to win as quick as possible. Yep. I want to watch them be successful. The fact that a fan of the Patriots would say, no, don't give me Micah Parsons. I want to see who we get 27th overall next year in the draft.
But Cole Strange,
is that new? Because you guys are older than I am. When you were in high school.
Some of us don't look it, but go ahead.
Correct. Right, when you guys were in high school and older, did people care about the future of franchises, or did they only care about winning right now? Because I do feel like this is a new trend of people wondering, like, oh, well, we're going to suck in 3 years. It's like, who cares? Let's just figure it out for right now. It does seem like things have shifted in the way fans feel about these teams.
I think around here, many fans have been brainwashed into believing that the part of the reason that the Patriots way was so successful was because they never got into cap jail. Dale Arnold would talk day after day about how the Colts are going to get into cap jail with Marvin Harrison, and it never happened, never got into jail. But there was this feeling like because of the way they set their financial plan up every year, that was part and parcel with why they were able to win, when the reality was that they were just cheap and they had a great coach and a great quarterback and a great team, and they were able to win despite it. So now that you don't have the great quarterback, don't have the great coach, you're trying to apply the same logic, thinking it will get you back there, when it will never happen if you didn't have the 199th pick become the greatest player in NFL
history. Even look at the Rams, Curtis. That nationally, they've kind of set the standard when it's like, F those picks. Like, that was their draft strategy for multiple years, trading for guys like Jalen Ramsey and getting Matthew Stafford and all of that. And they didn't care about spending money, and they've been fine. They've been a good football team now for like 5 straight years.
We can get the audio of it. I asked Bill Belichick about his comments saying, we went all in with Tom, we had to take a step back because of cap ramifications. And he cited the Rams and the Bucks as two teams who did it wrong, who were in financial, in tough spots against the cap. And that year they each made the playoffs and the Patriots won 4 games. Like, it's just not the reality of the situation. In 2001, the cap was real. In 2001, you got Mike Vrabel as a free agent because he was released by the Steelers because they were using a 4-3 defense and they didn't need him, and he was too costly. So you got a guy that you plugged in to be your outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense, and he became a Patriots Hall of Famer. That's not the reality of the NFL anymore.
I'm sorry. Ken Laird is texting me about your comments this morning.
My comments?
Oh, no.
He says, Roman Anthony was a prospect, and you would said, who cares about prospects or whatever. So Ken is
baseball's flexing, a different sport.
He's flexing on Roman Anthony.
Chose violence on a Friday.
I mean,
he
was the best prospect in baseball. I didn't say trade Roman Anthony. Did
no,
I?
No. He's saying, I did you say who cares about prospects? I don't. I have no idea. I'm delighted that Ken is listening to the show this morning, though.
Yeah, I mean, Ken has been wrong. I mean, if you really want to do this, we can, Ken. Like, let's go play the sound about how Brady was wrong to go to Tampa. He made a fool of himself. He ripped the weather, and Ken said people here would hate him forever. 60,000 people saw one night, then 50,000 people flooded the concourse to see an effing statue.
Yeah, but he's right. I mean, you know, you can build from within. It just takes you a long time to do that. Well, I don't know.
And then you fire the guy. that you're taking credit for having. You fire the guy that found Roman Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clearly more difficult in the NFL. I mean,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to find out. They chose to go offensive lineman with their first round pick in this draft. Is that going to turn out to be a game changing player? A guy who is Will Campbell truly going to change the outcome of the organization? Right. We will find out.
Who would you rather have today, Will Campbell or Micah Parsons?
Micah Parsons, and it's
like,
not even
so what
close.
Are we doing?
I think
like,
if
I
you look at the teams that
it.
You know have done that, that's kind of where some of them ended up. Jacksonville back in 14. The Rams are going through it. Tampa's going through it now.
Ooh, boy.
Swing and a miss.
All right. Courtney, great lead.
Thank you.
This morning. Thank you. Something about being a homeowner has improved your leads, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, I'm off the Celsius, and that may have changed the game for me.
Oh.
People scared me too much about the Celsius.
What about the weed seltzer?
I don't drink those for the shelf.
Okay.
Those are off hours.
Okay. All right.
So.
Quick lead from me, and I get it. I'm accused often on this show of being old man fighting the advancement of technology. I'm aware of that complaint. However, there is news today that China has developed the first ever pregnancy robot.
Whoa.
What in the hell?
China!
It is designed to carry a baby from conception to birth. If you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, then Mitch will be able to show you about the robot in China, which is now able to essentially eliminate the need for humans to reproduce and to keep our human society moving forward. I am terrified by this development.
Why are you terrified by this? This is a tremendous thing.
No, it really isn't. Why?
Yes, it is.
Why? Because women are not going to have to carry a baby anymore.
No. Well, so it reduces health risks in women for having children. And on top of that, like, there's a lot of women who can't have children. And this is an option now where you can have a child that is, in fact, biologically yours. And you don't have to worry about, like, carrying it.
Well,
like,
you can still do that without the robots because surrogacy has been around for a while. But
this becomes even, you don't have to put another human being through it.
Yeah. When the robots are able to reproduce.
This isn't the robots reproducing, though.
What do they need us for? That's next.
Greg, what's
that's next?
I am so confused.
If we are giving them a womb, then they are going to be able to reproduce little robot babies, and the robot babies are going to grow up and
these
come
aren't
after,
robot babies.
And
they're
come
human
after
babies.
All of us. Wake up!
They're human babies, Greg. It's just, it's the same thing as if you were able to have a baby successfully grow in a capsule that didn't have a robot attached to it. Yeah. Like, it's the same thing.
Really? I mean, I got a text, 857 text, that says, I saw the same kind of reproductive system in the Matrix. Yeah, same.
But how are they able to give nutrients to this baby?
I have so many questions, Greg. So you're saying that they could do this literally without a human producing an embryo. There is no baby inside a robot. So then how can the robot create a baby?
Well, bingo.
They're gonna do...
Why haven't they already created a baby?
Yeah.
Why would they need a human embryo?
But my question is, how can the baby grow without like a robot taking in nutrients?
And aren't our kids already are effed up enough? Like, what do you think the psychological impact will be that you were came to formation inside of a robot?
Right.
Like, I don't
think it's good news. I really don't. I know Sean does. I just don't think it's good news.
No.
Hmm. I really don't. I'm terrified of these things. They're taking over everything. I mean, people don't even write their own memos anymore. I mean, it's all written by robots.
ChatGPT.
Right.
The robot isn't like a synthetic being. It can't just start spawning more robots.
That is a cute baby, though.
You don't think so?
No, that's not how that works.
Okay.
Will it be see-through so you can see your child grow the entire time? Because that's kind of cool.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't even need an ultrasound. You could just like look through that.
That's right. I mean, you're walking around like with your... So a mom is going to walk around with her robot mother.
Yeah.
With the baby on full display, and everybody's going to come up to it and like kiss the bubble.
The belly, yeah.
Kiss the transparent
yes,
belly.
Yes.
I have the biggest question here. What do you do for the shower?
You have to give two gifts, I guess.
But is the robot in attendance at the shower and everybody can just look at the baby? Right. Then it's not really like giving birth isn't as like, I wonder what the baby's going to look like. Will they have my nose?
What if you don't want to know the sex? Boom, there it is.
Oh, it's there on display.
Right.
All right. Well, those are our leads. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It next. And right now, Courtney and what is trending this hour.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox take the first one against the Yankees on the road. 6-3 was the final. Roman Anthony had a 2-run homer in his first game of the rivalry. Lucas Giolito went 4 2/3. He gave up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one with the Yankees tonight. First pitch at 7:05 with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Patriots got pummeled last night, 42-10 in New Jersey. Ben Wooldridge was in at quarterback. He went 10 for 20, 82 yards passing. He had a touchdown and an interception. And Jalen Polk is set to undergo another shoulder surgery that will sideline him for the entire 2025-26 season. Elsewhere in the league, Lamar Jackson missed practice yesterday, but all reports are that he is going to be good to go for week 1. Shoulder surgery, very hard words to say back to back.
It is.
But you nailed it.
Oh, I tried. It just gives me like a lisp almost.
Uh-huh.
But
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. There's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with 1.9% financing for up to 63 months on select models or lease for just $269 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. They Said It. Coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.